Choose my PCC. Candidates for the Thames Valley Police Force area. Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, elections are taking place on the 2nd of May in England and Wales. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. Contents. About Police and Crime Commissioners. Matthew Barber, Conservative candidate. More police, safer streets. Tim Bearder, Liberal Democrats. Russell Douglas Fowler, Independent. Ben Holden Crowther, more police officers for Thames Valley. Tim Starkey, Labour and Cooperative Party. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Thames Valley. About Police and Crime Commissioners. On the 2nd of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and to hold the police to account. Police and Crime Commissioners are elected to hold your police force to account for delivering the kind of policing you want to see. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. PCCs bring a public voice to policing, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set police and crime plans. Ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most. And appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives. And if necessary, dismissing them. The PCC does not run the police force. Chief constables continue to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the PCC. In some police force areas, PCCs are also responsible for fire and rescue services and are known as Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCCs. Furthermore, in some areas, neither a PCC nor PFCC is elected. Instead, there will be an election for a mayor who will hold the PCC, PFCC or equivalent powers. 37 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 will be PFCCs. PFCCs are found in Cumbria, Essex, Staffordshire and Northamptonshire. Work with others. PCCs also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined up working on community safety and criminal justice. As directly elected individuals, they provide opportunities for greater collaboration and effective scrutiny of public services. In doing so, PCCs also have regard to national cross-border threats and ensure there is an effective policing response. Represent the entire community. PCCs are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Thames Valley Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille, and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 0300 131 1323. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-2-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. PCCs are elected using the first-past-the-post voting system, where the candidate with the most votes wins. Voters will vote by choosing a single candidate on the ballot paper. This is the same system as the UK parliamentary elections. For more information about your vote, visit https://www.electoralcommission.org.uk/voting-and-elections. Matthew Barber, Conservative candidate. More police, safer streets. Election statement. I've been privileged to serve you as Police and Crime Commissioner since 2021. Since then, I've appointed the new Chief Constable, delivered record numbers of police officers, and we've seen crime at levels well below that prior to the pandemic. But there's more work to do, and whoever you choose as your next Police and Crime Commissioner will need a clear path and understanding of the challenges ahead. As well as being a strong voice for the public and holding the Chief Constable to account, the Police and Crime Commissioner is responsible for a record budget of over £584 million. I am proud of what we have achieved together so far. Thames Valley now has 5,120 police officers, over 600 higher than 2010. And compared to before the pandemic, we have seen crime fall. Knife crime down 20.1%. Residential burglary down by 29.2%. Robbery down by 23.8%. Vehicle crime down by 16.9%. In the last year alone, I have worked with the police to double the number of neighbourhood police officers, tackle shoplifting with charges more than doubling, continued our zero-tolerance approach to knife possession, which sees criminals getting longer sentences. I've got a clear plan for how I will work to make Thames Valley safer. Continuing to deliver more officers than ever before. More officers in neighbourhood policing. Saving lives on our roads with better enforcement. Keeping women safe in our public places. Improving CCTV across Thames Valley. A tough approach to knife crime. Tackling shoplifting, working with businesses. preventing cybercrime and fraud, improving 101 call times, visible local patrols. I'm asking for your support on Thursday, the 2nd of May, to back my plan for a safer Thames Valley. Prepared by Joseph Clark of Park Street Offices. Park Street, Newbury, RG14, 1EA. Contact details. Website. https://matthewbarber.co.uk. Email. matthew@matthewbarber.co.uk. Facebook. fb.com/matthewbarberpcc. X. matthew@matthewbarber.co.uk. Instagram. matthew@matthewbarber.co.uk. Tim Bearder, Liberal Democrats. Election Statement. Tim Bearder has a wealth of experience serving the area and managing big budgets, with a number of important cabinet positions on Oxfordshire County Council. He has an in-depth knowledge of the wider patch and its problems, having worked as a journalist for BBC South. As the election date of the 2nd of May looms, it is anticipated to be a hotly contested battle between the Liberal Democrats and the Conservative Party. Responding to his selection, Councillor Bearder highlighted his key priorities. Communities across the Thames Valley are yearning for substantive change. The Conservative Party has consistently fallen short on recruitment goals and made cutbacks to community policing, notably in areas like Oxford and Reading. This has led to increased response times and a concerning drop in convictions, particularly for offences such as domestic burglary, which are close to an all-time low. Residents have lost faith in the Conservative Party's ability to effectively manage our police force, underscoring the urgent need for an alternative approach. The Liberal Democrats are committed to restoring community policing, providing residents the assurance that law enforcement will be present and responsive when needed. Leila Morgan, MP, Member of Parliament for Oxford West and Abingdon, applauded Councillor Bearder's candidacy. With Tim Bearder at the helm, we have the opportunity to elect a passionate community advocate who will champion tough, innovative policing in one of the nation's largest forces. This election address has been prepared by me, the agent, Richard Cole, at C5 Grange Court, Business Park, Barton Lane, Abingdon, OX14 3NB. Contact details. Telephone 07789 754 727. Website https://www.southcentrallibdems.org.uk/PCC-2024. X. Twitter. tim@bearder.com. Facebook. https://www.facebook.com/TimBearderUK. Russell Douglas Fowler, Independent. Election Statement. International senior businessman operating on boards with top companies, now leading a Bucks-based security product company supplying global automotive manufacturers. Degree in geochemistry, diamond explorer, Kalahari adventurer, photographer, San Bushman supporter, and police anti-corruption champion. Association of Police and Crime Commissioners. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and hold the police to account. They are responsible for the totality of policing. Taking politics out of policing. The PCC must never be compromised in executing the above remit by any considerations to the political stance of his supporting party, either regionally or nationally. The PCC must be seen to challenge the force and not be seen as the force's PR department. Driving out corruption from Thames Valley Police, TVP, driving in better police management. Corruption to highest levels, including Professional Standards Department, PSD. Officers must be tackled by the PCC, with offenders removed from the force. Chief Constable must be challenged with stretching performance targets, reportable monthly and publicly. Bobbies on the beat, not on their bums. Leadership within TVP has to be strengthened with improved management skills, attitude and technology. Better value for taxpayers from the police and PCC office. PCC's office is large and costly. Must improve skill sets, legal knowledge and culture to independently investigate police misconduct and better challenge TVP. The force stating perverting the course of justice is not a serious offence is not good enough for the public. Victim first policing. Obvious but missing in TVP. Dignity and justice for sex crime victims. Non-negotiable. Protect our communities and shops. Increase police visibility to deter crime and to investigate crime thoroughly and quickly. Russell Douglas Fowler's election address has been prepared by his election agent, Sally Ross, 1 Leechcroft, Chalfront St Peter, Buckinghamshire, SL9, 9LD. Contact details. Telephone 01753 889 539. Email russell.fowler@pcc.gmail.com. Ben Holden Crowther. More police officers for Thames Valley. Election statement. More police officers for Thames Valley is an independent, democratic initiative backed by local people, with the goal of improving your police force in the Thames Valley. More police officers for your local area. We simply do not have enough police officers in the Thames Valley, meaning that relatively serious crimes, such as shoplifting and burglary, are being routinely overlooked. Money being wasted in other areas needs to be urgently directed towards strong local policing for your area. Stop wasting your taxes. The Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner spends almost £2 million annually on around 40 members of staff. We will ensure financial prudence and greatly reduce wasteful office expenditure, including the £18,000 recently spent on a pointless website rebranding. Keep politics out of our police. Considering the current state of our police force, it's clear that short-term focused political parties should not be tasked with setting the policing priorities for our local area. Your vote for our independent local candidate will help us wrestle back control of policing from inept and uninspiring politicians. Don't throw away your vote. In the last election for Police and Crime Commissioner, the turnout in the Thames Valley was just 35.8%, meaning that 1,173,265 people in our area lost their opportunity to vote at this really important election. By voting for more police officers for Thames Valley, you can show that you care about making our local area a safer place to live. Our official website, https://www.morepolice.uk, provides more information on our plan for improving policing in the Thames Valley. X. Vote for Ben Holden Crowther on the 2nd of May 2024 for a more efficient and more effective Thames Valley Police. Prepared by Ben Holden Crowther of 400 Thames Valley Park Drive, Reading, RG6 1PT. Tim Starkey, Labour and Cooperative Party. Election Statement. For 22 years, Tim has worked with police as a prosecution barrister in cases ranging from child sex abuse to drug dealing. He has seen firsthand how the system fails people and what needs to change. Tim says, despite the dedication of its hard-working officers, TVP is underperforming. Recently inspected, it ranked inadequate for protecting vulnerable people and requiring improvement for investigating crime, responding to the public, managing offenders, and leadership. My priorities: rebuilding trust in police. By A. Strengthening neighbourhood policing, restoring the link between police and the communities they serve. B. Overhauling vetting and misconduct procedures. Cutting knife crime, not youth services. Working with schools and targeted interventions, including one-to-one mentoring, to divert young people away from gangs and county lines, and provide positive role models. Stopping the surge in shoplifting. Working with local businesses to identify repeat offenders and ban them from crime hotspots. Protecting women and girls from violence. Rape cases often take 5 years from being reported to coming to a trial, causing many victims to drop out. Fast-track sexual and domestic abuse cases, improve the sharing of information with women at risk from a violent partner, highlighted in the recent inspection, and work to change the behaviour of perpetrators. Keeping us safe online. Online grooming has quadrupled since 2016, whilst AI drives ever more sophisticated scams. Use innovative ways of working with our thriving local tech industry to prevent fraud and keep kids safe. Keeping all road users safe. TVP was one of only two forces to see a rise in road traffic incidents last year. Through better enforcement and use of third-party reporting, TVP can play its part in ending deaths and serious injuries on our roads. Prepared by Brian Gamage, 1 Parliament Close, Prestwood, Bucks, HP16, 9DT. Contact details. Website: https://timstarkeylabour.wordpress.com. Email: timstarkeylabour@gmail.com. X/Twitter. https://x.com/timlabour. Facebook: https://www.facebook.com/ www.facebook.com/TimStarkey4TamesValleyPCC. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Thames Valley. This website contains more information about those candidates we're provided and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Thames Valley. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Thames Valley on the 2nd of May 2024. The candidates standing in that election, alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Barber, Matthew, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets. Bearder, Tim, Liberal Democrats. Fowler, Russell Douglas, Independent. Holden Crowther, Ben, More Police Officers for Thames Valley. Sharkey, Tim, Labour and Cooperative Party. I can be contacted at Nigel Lynn, West Berkshire Council Offices, Market Street, Newbury, RG14 5LD. PARO@westberks.gov.uk. 01635 519 464. https://www.westberks.gov.uk/PCC-election-2024. This booklet is printed on 100% recycled paper. When you have finished with this, please recycle it. This is published by the Secretary of State for the Department of Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, 2 Marsham Street, London, SW1P 4DF. This is the end of the recording.